All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey, hey.
How's it going?
Oh, good. You know, struggling getting my computer set up to start this episode, but that's a normal occurrence. Also, why do I have to cough whenever we immediately start recording? It's just like a rule that my body's like, oh my gosh, something's happening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It was a lovely Sunday. Weather was quite nice considering it was like 90 degrees like earlier in the week, so got to sit outside and enjoy my balcony that I paid way too much money for. So yeah, pretty nice day.
Amazing.
Much to discuss this week.
For real.
Probably should get right into it. Where should we start?
Do you want to start with, I mean, we could start comeback photos, we could start with White House content, anything, wherever. Where do you want to start?
Well, more comeback photos were released for, I don't want to call it the door version, because I don't think it's a specific version, but the door version of the concept photos, I don't know. Yes, more photos were released, and I just want to say, like, I really hit the nail on the head with, like, my predictions here. Like, call me, like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, bow down. Like, I don't know
so
if it was that,
on camera.
Was it that easy to predict, or am I just that good? I don't know. But
let's say you're just that good.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. From the color schemes to, like, I was like, are they going to be, like, walking through, like, the BTS door? And I feel like they were essentially recreating it with the curtains and stuff. So, man, I was just right there. I don't know. But we got, like, what, close-up shots of them? Let me go back and look.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the timing was. I was in the office this whole week. I don't know how I used to do that all the time. But I just remember, like, every day at 11 a.m. Eastern, like, whipping out my phone under the desk and like trying to look at it.
Yeah, I think after we left each other, they released another set of like more with like the curtains draped around them. But then they released another set of super up close photos, just their faces with like slight crack of light from a door opening to their face or whatever. Yeah.
I just want that TikTok sound that's like sensational.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hot and heavy there for a few days because we were getting like comeback photos and the White House stuff. And then they were like, don't forget Peasants Festa's happening. And so my head is like literally spinning.
This week has been mad weird, like, and I was going to get into it later, but they've been releasing stuff not on any kind of schedule. Like, yes, they will release stuff at 11 a.m., but, like, I need to have a word with whoever's working at Hive. Like, you can't, I shouldn't log on and see you releasing stuff prior to 11 a.m. I shouldn't see stuff being released after 11 a.m. Like, we're supposed to have a schedule here. Like, I'm a planner. I like knowing when things are going to happen. I don't like when you just release stuff without my knowledge. You're telling me I have to be on Twitter 24/7? No.
I don't like that. I honestly felt like our Twitter era was kind of over ending, not to get emo about it, right? But I just feel like every time I log in, it's drama. And the members themselves, like, are not really there like that. And, like, I was like, oh, and then with all this comeback stuff, I'm like, no, yeah, we're still on Twitter, if only for, like, the official stuff. But it's so validating to hear you say that, because I was about to say, like, this week was a fever dream, and, like, did we get comeback photos the same day they were at the White House? Because I, or was it, like, staggered? I just remember being, like, 1-2 punch, like, pow, pow, either side of the face.
Yes, according to this Twitter timeline. There's content here from when they visited the White House as well as the concept photos. So, yeah, a lot going on. And then, as you mentioned, Festa poster, which, like, obviously Festa was supposed to happen, but I feel like they usually post Festa stuff earlier. Maybe not. I don't know. I felt like it was kind of late. So I was like, oh, yeah, Festa. That is supposed to happen. Then they released the poster and it has zero dates on it. So I'm like, just vibes? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, did it have, like, information on it? Because I just remember seeing the purple poster that's like Festa. And I'm like, okay, and?
So let me read what it says. It's the 2022 BTS Festa poster. It includes the family portrait, BTS practice record from 2013 to 2022, BTS selfie collection from 2021 and 2022. There's also something called 2022 The Real Bangtan Team Dinner. Real in all caps, I don't know. And then Song for ARMY. Song for ARMY. So I don't know what any of that means. But they have been releasing, for the most part, I've been seeing them release these practice records. They've been like churning those out daily.
Sometimes in like batches. Like three at a time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like literally any practice you can think of. We are Bulletproof, NO, Danger, Butterfly, like it's a lot here. So I have not caught up on all of them. I think I watched like the first one and then it was just like an onslaught. So I have not caught up on the rest of them.
Onslaught is really the only word to describe it. That's so accurate. I'm kind of getting the vibe that BTS themselves don't know what's coming, because Hobi was then posting on his IG stories like, wow, flashback, olden days, or like, I forget what he said, but it was basically all this like nostalgic language, or him commenting like, wow, we were babies, or like, this was so long ago. And I'm like, did he even know, or is someone in HYBE just like button mashing from the archives? Like, what is going on over there?
I think I even saw in Weaver someone asked him like what was coming next on like the schedule or something like that, and he was like, I don't know, I'm just like watching along with you. like they don't know what's going on. I think it was him. If it was another member, I may be mistaken, but one of them was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, I'm just watching this along with the rest of you, like, which is crazy.
That's actually kind of funny that we're all on this, like, onslaught struggle bus together.
Exactly. Also released were the 9th anniversary family portrait photos. There's a lot of photos here. I love the family portrait photos, especially when they're all smiley and I can hear them fake laughing to create that smile. The selfies were cute too. I'm really looking forward to whatever the Song for ARMY is. If it's going to be like a group song, or I know Jin has given us songs during Festa before. Pretty sure JK has too as well.
Wasn't Dang a Festa song?
Was that prom party?
Yeah.
Was that Festa? I guess. I don't know. It's all a blur to me.
Festa Supremacy. Let's go.
It might be. It's all a blur to me. Just put it on Spotify. That's all I care about. Yeah, looking forward to that, whatever the team dinner is. I don't know if that's going to be kind of like the BTS radio that they would usually do. They just did a team dinner this time? I don't know.
I'm just, like, triggered because I had multiple real team dinners at work this week, and I'm, like, a Bangtan team dinner. So lit. So fun. Where's the corporate card? Who's getting in trouble and spilling all the... But anyway, this is bonus content. Bonus content musings if it was Bangtan at the team dinners.
Yeah, we can't go down that rabbit hole right now.
We cannot. We will not do so. I'm stopping it there. But yes, excited for the team dinner.
So Spotify's gone purple, at least Spotify K-pop. And they have launched Spotify Purple U. in which they are celebrating BTS upcoming album release with an exclusive countdown destination. They've created a microsite for ARMY and BTS. They're giving us some stats. They're gonna do some, let me read what it is. Out of here. Okay, Spotify Purple You features exclusive band content, messages from the members, and a countdown to the highly anticipated album release. It also gives fans the chance to create personalized My BTS proof share cards based on their favorite song. Starting June 3rd, which is already passed, you can see Spotify Purple You billboards around the world. They also had a countdown here, which I cannot find the text for. But they're going to put out a BTS film on June 9th, if I'm correct. Which I'm not sure what the film means. Like, are you going to put out an entire film? Or is it just, like, a 15-minute video of them talking about... This is a short film. So, stand corrected. They will release a short film that looks back at all the band's era starting from their inception in 2013. So... look for that on June 9th, which will this be out on June 9th?
Today is the 5th. Is June 9th Thursday? June 9th is Thursday.
All right.
Day of posting.
So when you're listening to this, head over to Spotify. Right after. Or you're listening to this on Spotify, so you've already seen it. Or you'll
see it. You're in the app. Go, go, go. Click away from us and then come back when you're done watching.
Finish us first, but I understand because it's BTS, but whatever. Anyway, just joking. Yeah, Spotify Purple You. I did do the little, I don't know, activity they have on the website, which I had to, like, fill in stuff myself. I don't know why I thought it was kind of going to be like an automatically generated thing, like the Spotify year-end wrap thing where it was mm-hmm. gonna just pick songs for you based off of your listening, and it only did that for one, which was, of course, you already know what it is, My Purple Anthem, Home. So but the rest I had to fill in.
How did you complete it, or is that private information?
No, I can give it out. So My Purple Anthem, I chose Home. My First Love, Just One Day, of course. My Favorite Era, I kind of struggled with this, but I went with The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever. My New Discovery, which I'm like, are any BTS songs new to me? Not really. So I just picked Butter, Megan Thee Stallion remix. And then my old favorite, I was sitting there for like 10 minutes, like staring into the... like distance, like what do I pick for my old favorite? Especially because it said something like, let me read it. It was BTS song that holds a special place in your heart, in parentheses. So I'm like, that could be two different things, but also the same thing. So I was really struggling with that, and so I just went with Autumn Leaves. Like, I don't know if that really is my old favorite, but I just went with it for the moment. Because I was like, I can't be here all day. So, but yeah.
Literally the second I clicked on Purple You, someone walked up to my desk and was like, hey there. And I was like, what? No. So I have to go back and finish it. Because I did like actually click on the link and got halfway there. But it's like, I don't know. Can certain people at my place of employment detect like a disturbance in the force? I don't know.
I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your Purple Anthem?
Should I click into it now and see what it pre-selected for me?
Yeah.
All right. Stand by. Okay. This is proof of your love for BTS. My Purple Anthem is also unsurprising. Do you want to guess?
Oh, I was going to say dang, but it's not on Spotify.
It's not on Spotify, yeah.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
No. Black Swan.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Hobie's video scared me. Skip. Okay. First song I fell in love with. You guys already know because you're listening to this podcast. It's Save Me. next track. Skip. My favorite era, the album you still can't get over. Now it's my turn to stare into the distance. I'll say Wings because I'm still suffering. My new discovery, my newest BTS fave. Is it literally not even pulling up? Okay, Spotify. Okay. No, change. What?
What is going on?
That is a great question. Okay, my newest discovery is So For More, since I always get that mixed up with another track. I'll pretend it's new. Skip. My alt favorite.
Which, hold on, that means you're actually picking second grade because it's wrong.
I picked second grade and it didn't come up. And then I was like, oh, it's not coming up. And that's when I was like, hold on, / like having a mental breakdown. So yeah, I'm actually picking second grade. My alt favorite. Shout out to Dior Hobie. My alt favorite is Dior. Finished.
Right.
Skip all these videos, sadly.
Dang, go back and watch them. Yeah, so looking forward to that little film. One clip they released, they discussed what they plan to do for On. I should say Mott 7 tour. Every time I'm reminded that that tour didn't happen and we were going to have like the best thing ever happen to us as fans and we didn't get it. Anyway.
Screaming.
They mentioned a few of the places that they plan to go. They were like, yeah, we were going to travel all over the world. And they were like, we were going to visit Barcelona. We were going to visit South America. And they even said India. I'm like, that's absolutely insane. Like, Indian Army have been going so hard for BTS for so long. I've been wanting them to come and visit and do a show there. And stupid pandemic. Like, ugh. I hate it.
Imagine, like, we feel like it sucks. Imagine you're an Indian Army or a South American Army. Like, I'd be losing my shit. Like, it is still too soon. It's too soon to talk about this.
Exactly. Because, honestly, like, we're spoiled as U.S. fans. Because a lot of... I'm not saying BTS, but just, like, I've seen lately people keep doing these like world tours and they're like world tour and it'll be like two shows in Korea and then like the rest of them will be in the US and like that's not a world tour. Like who's gonna tell them? So we are like so spoiled over here that we get all these artists coming to visit us. Even if it's not like, you know, in your state, it's still possible for you to go and visit them. Whereas if you were in another country, like stupid far away from the US or Korea, like the chances of you getting to go to either place to visit them is like probably very small. So I definitely feel for Army Worldwide that have been wanting to see BTS for forever and they haven't had the chance, or like it's just been a long time since they've seen them.
Yeah, that just sucks so hard. I mean, I'm mad about it, and I've still gotten to see them, so I can't imagine how other people are feeling. I really hope they can do that soon.
Yeah.
I don't know how feasible it is or isn't, because at least here it seems like people are going back to doing whatever despite everything, but anyway, we won't go there. We go there all the time. At least once a month we go there, so.
But even if it's not soon, I hope they get to do it one day. Right? Like, you know, Army are always saying we'll always be here, so I'm hoping that even if it's not soon, that one day they'll get the chance to tour worldwide. and really hit many places that they haven't been or haven't been to in a long time.
Amen. Agree.
There was also another episode of Apple Music BTS Radio, which, if I'm correct, on Friday? I don't know when this comes out, right? Like, I was reading that little thing on the last episode, and I thought it was coming out, like, daily. It's not. So maybe the last one will be this Friday, when Proof is released, which would make sense. I didn't get to fully listen to either of the two, but I did get on Twitter allegedly on Friday morning, and I was like, why is everyone screaming? Like, what are y'all looking at? I just had like major FOMO. I was like, what is everyone looking at that I'm not looking at right now? So I had to like do some investigation and found out that, oh, you guys are listening to the BTS radio live. And of course I tuned in to like literally the last song.
Of course.
Yeah. I think it was Home, too. Was it Home? It might have been Home. One of the last songs. But anyway. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to actually listening to those in their entirety later.
Yeah, I'm realizing just how much I missed. Whoops.
It's so much content. Like, I can't.
1 week in the office, and I'm like, how?
I guess we should get into the main topic of the hour.
Yes.
We titled our last episode BTS in DC, but this is the real BTS in DC episode. Mm-hmm. So like we mentioned on the last episode, BTS paid a visit to the White House to speak on anti-Asian hate crimes and discrimination and the Stop Asian Hate movement, or AANHPI. Well, I want to make sure I'm saying that right. Asian American Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander Month. No, not month, Heritage Month. Yeah, so what did you think about the visit?
Yeah, so the visit itself was like a total whirlwind, like every aspect of it. It seemed like they were in and out from a logistical standpoint, right? I think we talked about that when we recorded the last one, how it was like announced on a Thursday. They flew in on a Saturday or Sunday. I forget when they arrived, maybe Sunday. Monday was the holiday and the speech was Tuesday. I don't think we talked about this on the last episode, but it's just funny that like people had all these ideas about where they were out in DC, and some of them were, right, which I'll get to in a minute. But like Namjoon literally took his butt, I'll censor myself, he took his butt to Boston for like 1 day to see an exhibit. Like, I expect nothing less from our like resident art enthusiast, to censor myself yet again. You all know how the sentence would go, right? And I just find it hilarious that like dude is in the US for literally maybe 72 hours total, and he's like, no, we gotta get here, we gotta go here, and like the sky.
Yeah, I wonder if he planned to go there on his last trip but couldn't make it, or he like if this is like a recent exhibit or something, or so he wanted to go and visit. But yeah, I expected nothing less as well, so I was not surprised to see that he was at some art exhibit.
I guess, yeah, so the visit itself, let me get to that. I will fully admit, again, on the struggle bus this week with like real life and work and stuff, so I did not watch all of the clips that came out of the White House yet, but I was watching the press conference live on a live stream on my phone, and allegedly my headphones cut out and maybe connected to someone else's speaker. So allegedly, if you work in the same office as me, I'm very sorry, but also spreading the good news of Bangtan. So like enjoy that. But I was like, why isn't it working? Like turning the volume up to max. And then I was like, that's not my AirPods connected. Like, what is this? So anyway, yeah, always stay struggling, my friends. Like, seriously, submit me to like keep struggling Twitter account, whatever. But it was like right when they were coming on too. So I'd been like waiting because it was like a blue screen for a long time. And then, you know, you can hear the journalists like rustling around and stuff. And so of course, like right when Bangtan comes out is when my speakers are like, rah, rah, rah. But honestly, I don't know what I was expecting. I thought they would be out for longer. And then, you know, they speak. And so at first I thought it was closed to the press because that was a rumor that I saw. And then I saw all the press there and I was like, okay, maybe I was wrong. And then like people start asking them questions and, you know, the press secretary, she said like, no, they're not answering questions and like very firmly ushered them out. So I appreciated her being there. But I was just, I guess, partially questioning why they wouldn't want to take questions, except that it's a political venue. But I feel like the visit itself could be construed as political, right? And they've done political stuff in the past. So unless Namjoon was really nervous as like the main English speaker of the group, or I'm just curious what the logic was, because it was a quick kind of in and out at the press conference. And then I kept listening and someone's talking about like economic numbers. And I'm like, are they coming back or no? Like, they're not coming back. So, anyway.
Yeah, there was, I feel like we were talking about on the last podcast, a lot of confusion about what exactly they would be doing for this. And then as more was revealed that they would be speaking to President Biden away from the press, then it was like, oh, they're going to do that live press thing that we watched, but it was going to be close to the press. So that was true, but I didn't know it was going to be live streamed. Okay, so then it was live streamed. So it was just a lot. Like, I had no idea what was going on. And then, like you mentioned, they were late. Like, I don't know why I thought the White House would be punctual, but I was like, where are they?
I mean, we're both decent people. We should know. I was like, here we are. Like, what is going on?
I was like, where are they? Why am I looking at the screen still? So I couldn't really watch it live like I wanted to, so I had to go back and watch it later. I could see it, but I could not hear it because allegedly I was doing something.
Not so us being like, everything is alleged. Like, what are we?
I was multitasking.
Allegedly.
Yeah, but a lot of the focus was not where it should have been. But whatever, we're here. So yeah, I had to go back and actually get the audio later. But yeah, it was fast. Like, it was really fast. I'm formulating my thoughts. I'm not entirely sure, like you were saying, why they didn't accept comments, but I'm kind of glad that they did not. I feel like the moment was very impactful, and I worry that if they were accepting questions from the press, that it could have gone another way. I don't want to wade into it anymore, but
hold on. I like kind of smell what you're stepping in, because it was like very to the point and very empowering, and the press could have easily made it like extremely like, why now? Why? Like, it could have gone off in an uncontrolled direction.
Yeah. There's a lot going on online in ARMY world prior to BTS arriving, and I think ARMY were we wanted this to be a memorable experience for not just BTS, but for the people who are readily affected by this this topic, right? Like, they have to live in fear every day of being discriminated against or hurt, like, killed, whatever, because people are absolutely insane. Like, people are really out here killing Asian people because they're Asian, and it's absolutely wild, the things we've seen in the last few years, which has definitely been spiked because of COVID. Not that it didn't exist prior to, but there's been an insane increase. And so I think ARMY were just trying to be really protective and making sure that this remained impactful in the way that it should have been. And I think that it was executed well. And if they were allowed to ask questions, it could have went another way. So I'm happy to see that it turned out the way that it did.
I hear what you're saying. I'm thinking about, like, why does BTS not want to take questions? But it's also, like, what direction is the press corps going to take it in?
Yeah. I mean, they've had enough BS relating to U.S. and South Korean relations. That thing that happened, like, I don't know, a few months ago with, like, the Korean War, like, whatever. It was just a mess. And so, like, probably not needed to have, like, any further questions of BTS, like, taking a personal visit to the White House to speak to the president. Yeah. Like, that could get really political. It doesn't need to.
Yeah, and I'm thinking back, it's not just, like, U.S.-Korean relations, but there have been, like, sensitive moments with Chinese fans, or if not Chinese fans, like, the Chinese public, and, well, like, exactly. Japanese fans and the Japanese public, like,
yeah,
when you're going to another country, it can be tricky. And I think we see that here with, like, politicians that are also entertainers, or, like, the very public nature of, like, political power. I could see how there could be a bazillion landmines for them about, like, they are big celebrities. Like, I saw that Joe Biden's tweet about BTS was Joe Biden's most liked tweet ever. Like, BTS is, like, a pop culture powerhouse, right?
Yeah.
They have all this, like, entertainment celebrity, this entertainment power. They have high visibility. And I could see politicians co-opting that for things that they don't want to have it be co-opted for. So it's like a way to control. Anyway, not to spiral, but you know what I'll be thinking about at 4 a.m. Like, co-optation of publicity and, like, fame for political means.
Yeah. This is a very surreal moment for me to see them up there. And we always talk about how far they've come. I just always think about, like, would 2012 or 2013 BTS even, like, fathom all the things that they've accomplished, right? Like, it's insane for me watching them on their journey, so I know it has to be insane for them. Just like seeing them step out from that room into the press room, being escorted and introduced by Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, which, like, shout out to her and the LGBTQ community, because it's Pride Month, and she is, like, the first openly gay press secretary, and that's freaking excellent. Like, come on. And she's, like, I think she's also the first Black press secretary, like, excellence all in that room. Like, I love it. And then, like, of course, BTS behind her, like, I don't know, it's just a moment for me. Like, that was just really awesome. And then to, like, hear them do their speech in Korean, which means so much during AANHBI month, like, that is, like, that's crazy, right? Like, I can't imagine, right, getting to see someone that looks like me up there in the White House, like in the role that she's in, but to actually like hear like your language being spoken from people that look like you and like can share in your experience, that has to be like just an awesome feeling. So I can just only imagine how so many people are feeling seeing BTS up there doing what they're doing, and that they've really taken on this youth ambassador role to like the next level, right? Like, it's in our government name.
MC's oh my god! Free. I was like, "What is she talking about?" Yeah.
And I don't know. Just, you know, their whole like UN thing, and them being like the special envoys. Like, just seeing them go from the Blue House to the White House is just absolutely insane. Like, their impact is crazy.
But from the Blue House to the White House has a certain ring to it. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, what a moment. What a moment. I really don't have words, like, actually genuinely speechless. I feel like I've been saying that a lot lately. You're saying, like, could 2012, 2013? No, but I was thinking back, like, could, like, when we started this podcast, could we have known? Even in 2019. Like, it's one of those truly unknowable things. And exactly. I was reflecting, like, okay, this is wild. I became a fan in 2016, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we started this podcast in 2019. It's now 2022, which means for half of my entire fandom experience has been shaped by us doing this podcast, which is crazy in and of itself. Like, we've been doing this podcast for 3 years, right? So yeah. It's truly like, out of 6 years, 3 years we've been doing this, which was pretty audacious for me after only 3 years to think I could do this. But anyway, sometimes people are like, I wish I found them when you found them. Like, we've gotten DMs about that, but time will just fly. And before you know it, you'll be an old timer as well. We'll all just be old timers together.
Yeah.
So anyway, this isn't about that, but I've just been reflecting a lot about the podcast recently. And I truly don't think even in 2019, we could have predicted 2022 and like specifically BTS at the White House. And I agree with you, like, how many celebrities take on like, and this isn't dissing anyone, but take on like a ambassador role at the UN, and that's like they go on a trip or like do some publicity and that's like the last you hear of it, right? Versus like BTS was a special envoy. You know, they were UN ambassadors. They're like now at the White House, like they do a lot. It's really impressive because I think a lot of people would be scared off by the especially foreign political aspect.
Yeah. I just love that it's not like, it's not a concept for them, right? Like, it could have just been like, you know, the whole school concept thing, but they really mean it and they live it, right? Like, they talk the talk and walk the walk, I guess that's the thing. You know, because a lot of people can support a cause, but you can do a lot of support, like, I don't want to like say people aren't supporting because they're only doing something online, but just like they've been truly showing their activism by the actions that they have taken as youth ambassadors, or just, I don't know, just change makers, activists in general. So I do really appreciate that they take the time to do that.
They could like take their mad money and call it a day.
Exactly.
Not doing that. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It is interesting because I do feel like maybe their activism has evolved, which is like natural and normal. But like when I think back to like you were referencing some of those early school concepts or some of those really like Bangchan against society concepts, right? It was very like, I don't know if anti-establishment's the right word, but like very critical of society, right? And so, you know, they were young. They talk about their like fiery eyes all the time, right? They have like a certain scrappiness being from a small company, and now they're these huge global megastars, and like maybe they're less overtly critical, which I think one could argue anyway, but they're still out here like trying to make a change and like make society better, to your point, and that is super cool.
Yeah. Did you see the video that they released with President Biden?
Actually, I did not, but if you want to talk about it, go wild.
No, it was just like, it was a really short like montage of them sitting with President Biden and sitting with Vice President Harris, and then just kind of like taking photos and walking around and through the White House, which like the White House has like a really nice view. I don't know what that where they were, but just seeing like the pictures that Namjoon posted on Instagram, like, oh, you can, anyway, I'm not here to talk about the view from the White House, but anyway, like, I don't know, I feel like I've not really paid attention to what the inside of the White House looks like, so it was kind of cool to see the little the clips and then kind of giving a little tour, not really, but just seeing what it looked like on the inside, as well as hearing, I guess, bits of their conversation. I imagine the conversation was longer than what they showed. Maybe it wasn't, but and at one point Namjoon was like, oh, I gotta tell my mom, and I guess it just like, I know BTS are like young and like they're, but hearing him say that, it was like, okay, like you are just like me, like being so excited, like having a president tell you that like they're on their side, and first thing you say is like, I have to tell my mom about this. Like, I don't know, it was just a really cute moment.
Yeah, I saw that making its rounds on Twitter.
There was,
did Biden do like part of a dance? Not that it's about him. Did he turn on butter? Because I saw like a clip of them being like, I'm trying to make you feel at home or something like that.
Yeah, that's how the video started. And then, like, you can see Hobie in the back, like, getting ready to dance. I'm like, sir. One thing about Hobie, he's going to hit some kind of dance. It doesn't matter if his music on or off, he's going to do it. It doesn't matter where he's at. But anyway, it was super cute. I was like, are they going to sing? Are they going to perform Butter for Biden? Like, what's going on right now? But yeah, it was very cute. Gosh, and Vice President Harris said something, I cannot remember what she said, but it was so impactful, and I am blanking on it. Did she say something to the extent of, like, you people don't feel alone when they're with you, or, like, I don't know, she said something that was, like, really moving, and I'm like, dang, even she gets it, like, she can see the impact that BTS has on ARMY, and she like really summarized, like, I don't know why we're here or why we feel so strongly about them. I can't remember exactly what she said, but like, man, she really hit the nail on the head with that one. That was really cool. Also, she's Asian as well, so that this topic probably hits mm-hmm. home for her too. So yeah, cute little video. I don't know if they're going to release more White House content. I was also seeing, like, you know, footage from the people that work behind the scenes doing the White House. I don't know, is it communications or, like, videos or whatever it is they were doing? And I'm like, why did I not do my communications degree? Like, I'm just like, I could be here right now, and I'm so stupid. Like, if I could go back in time,
is it harder being like, I'm 4 miles and like 1,000 career choices away? Like, yeah,
it was really weird too, like knowing that I was in the same city as them, which like I've had that of course we've had that experience before going to their concerts, but it just feels different when they're like in the city for a reason that's not for a concert. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. Like, when they were leaving, I was like, no, like, but like a piece of me was cut out, like, no, don't leave. Like, Why are you leaving so soon? Stay.
Yeah. It is kind of awkward timing with like Comeback and Festa. I'm sure they have a million things in the works. But yeah. Yeah. Again, it was probably inconvenient timing for them, and they still took the time to come and talk about, you know, like anti-Asian hate and discrimination. So they're like prioritizing it even when it's not convenient for them.
Well, like as soon as they touched down, like Tay went to like a movie press release. I don't know what you'd call it, but premiere?
Like a premiere, yeah. I was like, what is the word? It's coming to me.
Word? A movie premiere.
It's like 10 p.m.
The next day. I'm like, sir. Like what is jet lag?
We were talking about that on the last one because he also went to that like indoor skydiving situation because we had known that at this time.
Yeah.
Last week. But yeah. And they also, I saw people tweet, they were like, it must be so weird to be BTS, like spending the morning with Joe Biden and like the afternoon with her, like, because 3J posted that video of them at like the basketball arcade or whatever with her. And I think Chris Martin was also there, we saw today, but I don't know if we saw him in the clip.
Yeah. I don't remember whose account. I don't know whose account I saw that on. I don't know where they were. I'm like, they can't be at Dave and Buster's. Like, are they at Dave and Buster's? Or like something like that. Like, where are they? Whatever. I like was trying to figure out why is her in DC. I was trying to put two and two together, and I'm like, oh, okay, so she's opening for Coldplay. Because I know we were talking about whether BTS would show up at Coldplay's show, but they left before. So super cute that they made time to hang out with her and Coldplay before leaving. But yes, those clips were so cute. First of all, I'm gagging because I love her so much. she's amazing. And to see them like hanging out was adorable. That clip she posted of like Jimin with like 0 points at bowling was hilarious.
That's rough. I'm so sorry. That's a rough time.
The tweets that came out of that were so funny. I'm sorry, Jimin. That was too funny. I have to laugh. I mean, the game had like just started, but he had no points. Oh, anyway.
I have to laugh at your predictive quality. We were already gassing you up before, but like, let me hype you up a little more. You were like, for all we know, JK's in LA getting a new tattoo. Can we talk about the way people were like foaming at the mouth from hers video? Because you can see that JK has a new snake tattoo on his wrist, or it's some kind of like winding tattoo, right? So I mean, we don't know the timing, right? It could have happened whenever. This is purely conjecture, but your guesses are not that far off. Like, I have no confirmation of that. Like, but at the same time, like, you're not wrong. It happened at some point.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about Jungkook, he's going to get a tattoo. So, would not be surprised.
I saw people saying that Jimin also had more ink, but I guess the photos are of dubious origin or like saucing origin, so I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought those were photos from the press that was at the airport, like dispatch or whatever. I don't know. But you could like see, it wasn't a mesh shirt, but whatever the shirt material was, you could like see that the moon tattoo is not like just one moon. It might be like moon phases, like the entire phases of the moon, like going all the way down his back. So people were eating that up. Well, I don't know if we'll ever see that full reveal, but and people were like showing clips from a past V Live where they were like, oh, I saw like a sexy picture of like Jimin recently, and people were theorizing that they were seeing like his back tattoo. I don't know.
Oh my god.
So
wow, that's full circle, like 5 months later. Okay.
Yeah. So
anyway, this isn't about that. I don't know how we got here. Oh, it was because hers video, and yeah. I was like hyping you up.
Yeah, cute photos to come out of that. Army were also going crazy over whoever that person is in the photo that was blocked out with that heart emoji. I will not speculate on who that person is. They were blocked out for a reason. So, like, they don't want us, whoever it is, like, I don't know if it's her. Chris Martin, I believe, was also in the photo. BTS, yeah. Whoever it is, like, there's a reason why they're blocked. So, I will not speculate on air who it is. Like, let's just leave it alone. I don't know why we have to do this every single time. Like,
there's a cynical part of me that's like, someone's going to figure it out, but I'm not going to endorse that. I'm just going to sit here and mind my business.
Someone probably will.
There was something else I was going to say. Did BTS show up at Coldplay's concert? I guess not. I feel like I would have heard if so.
It was that day. Hobie was like, bye. It was literally like hours before the concert. He was like, bye.
I was wondering actually today, like, if people were joking or being serious. Like, we joke about being delusional, but her posted that photo and all these people underneath were like, thanks for blurring my face, or like, please respect my relationship and privacy at this time. And everyone else is like, you're fake. I'm actually like such and such person. And like, there were like tens of thousands of these comments, and the other people are like, Army, don't do this here, like, do this elsewhere. You know, like, so the replies were funny, but I could see like one person making the joke and people being like, haha, but when like 40,000 people are being like, no, I'm the girl in this photo, like, are you joking right now? Are you serious? Are you just making a really tired joke? Like, blink thrice if you need help, because I'm very confused for you. Like, are you actually unhinged? Like, there have been unhinged accounts. Like, there's one in particular of someone on Instagram who, like, thinks that they are, like, going to marry Tay, like, full stop, right? And so I'm like, are there, like, a lot more of you out there than I realized? And that's when I was like, I'm spiraling and need to get off Twitter.
Oh, I'm sure there are. Oh, I'm certain of it. I don't know how many people are joking and how many people are not at this point.
It was, at first I was like, haha, that's funny. And then after like the 40th one, I was like, I am scared for all of you. Like,
in hers comments of all places.
Like, her, not that it matters what people think of us, but like, guys, really? Like, I don't know. That's what people will see, right? Like, her fans or like the general public will go to this tweet, see 20,000 people saying that they're the girl with the heart on her face. I cannot.
Yeah. Love and hate relationship with Army. Quit or Army on social media, period.
Yeah. It's mostly love, but every so often I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway. Was there anything else we wanted to discuss? Because I just took us down like 5 separate rabbit holes.
I don't think so. I mean, when this is released, proof will be released the following day, so I'm ready. I'm really excited to hear the new stuff. Trying to get the proof MV. Not proof, yet to come MV. Jeez, I'm so like stuck on proof. We're gonna get to hear that third CD, all the demos. I'm excited.
We'll be in the soup.
We will be in the I won't curse. We will be in the soup.
It's been an MF year. We'll be in the MF soup.
Oh, I've been waiting so long for this. Please God, let nobody catch COVID. Please, I just want to go in and have a good time.
Like,
I just want to get situated and wash muster. Like, that's all. Please. I just want to have a good time.
We have these visions of us doing outdoorsy stuff. Like, no, we'll be drinking and like watching comeback stuff. Like,
exactly.
We might have to do a In the Soup Girls with Fun special, even if it's like very low quality bonus or something.
That could be fun.
Or like our live reaction to the countdown, just screaming. If we're drinking and watching the countdown, it might be too wild for publication. Filter removed. Hotel Trivago.
Like, you're gonna like get there immediately and then have to like we're gonna have to greet you with a drink at the door.
Seriously, I won't even be coherent. I'll have worked a full day. I'll be like, screw, get to the soup, jump out of my car, run in, and the MV will drop.
Exactly.
That's how that night is gonna play out. Yeah.
Dang, because yours is like 5 hours too, because you have to drive an extra hour past me.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll be blasting Bangtan, I guess.
So yeah, let's wrap it up here.
This was a fun episode. It was kind of all over the place, but that's in the spirit of like these releases and drops being all over the place. So
it was
on brand.
All right, that'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We will see you next week.
Bye.